You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, before we're back here to HSHS St. Mary's and our Christmas star lighting campaign, we head to the offices of Benjamin F. Edwards and Kit Paulin, who's standing by. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning, Brian. Well, the popular averages rebounded yesterday, and the Dow closed up 72 points to 23,430. Strength in the telecommunications and industrial sectors aided the markets. In economic news, leading indicators rose 1.2% during October. That was better than the 9/10 gain expected. Yesterday, Fed Chairman Janet Yellen said she will leave the central bank when her successor takes the helm, rather than stay on as a Fed governor. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.3 and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.8. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.7. Our 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 2/32, yielding 2.362%. Gold futures were up $2.70 to $12.78. Crude oil futures were down 32 cents to $56.23 per barrel. The Dow Jones is currently trading up 116 points. ADM is trading at 39.27, Ameren 63.57, Caterpillar 137.84, Norfolk Southern 127.60, PPG 115.83, and Tate & Lyle 36.02. And Brian, I leave you with the quote that nurses are angels in comfortable shoes. This is Kit Paulin with Benjamin F. Edwards.
Thank you, Kit. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Our last show of the week. We get a four-day weekend. How about that? Special programming on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll be back in the saddle on Monday with our Gift of the Day continuing. We have one more of those to do today as well. 32, I believe, in all leading up to the Christmas season. But the perfect gift you can do right now is just what Joey Harmon did for John Hickey and Irma Hickey siblings, and for Sean Collins and family, who just in tribute of Elmer and Juanita Johnson. They just called. It's that simple, 464-7655. You can be part of the hundreds of stories that are what this star sort of means. And man, after we do this broadcast every year and I get to read through all these names of people that have called in, every time I stop at that stoplight and look up there, I think about, I don't remember all of the names, but I think about all of the stories and grandfathers and nieces and nephews and people who have passed and people who were just born and this whole circle of life. And then what that star means is so much more. I mean, yes, it's beautiful just to look at, but it now stands for hundreds and hundreds of stories.
Isn't it great that there is a time of year where you at least to take
the
pause,
time to think about stuff like that? I think we'd all be better off if we spent more time doing that. It's our great pleasure to welcome Lori Kearns, who is the board chairman of the hospital, and of course from Millikan University, and then Debbie Seitz, who heads up the foundation here for HSHS St. Mary's. First of all, good to see you.
Good morning, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Very, very thankful.
And you know what? You've always been a person that's been that way, haven't you?
I am. I think I am. At the core of me, I'm thankful for every opportunity.
But when I see you, you say, how are you doing to most people, and they go, it's Monday. Yeah, you know, when you see Lori and you ask, how are you doing, you know, she says, I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. And that's inspiring, because we all, I think, need to do more of that.
Well, I think certainly my family raised me that way, and, you know, had a couple of health scares, which brought me to that very early. But really, at the core of me, my faith and my willingness to serve has blessed me in many, many ways, and today is especially one of those.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The lighting ceremony is going to take place on the 7th, Debbie, but when that happens, then you have all the way through Christmas and New Year's to enjoy, and the star is up there for everyone to enjoy. But how special when you can drive somebody by and go, okay, Grandpa, that's for you.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes we wait too long to tell people what they mean to us.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's so meaningful for so many, and like you've mentioned, whether it's someone who's passed, whether it's a new baby, maybe somebody struggling with cancer or some other health issue, yeah, to be able to say one of those lights is for you.
You know what I've noticed about both these ladies, because I've worked with both of them here at St. Mary's, Lori and I on the board, and Debbie in her role as head of the foundation. But Debbie's not unlike you and I, Brian, where we have became from the, we're in the business world. I call myself a capitalist. And there's a certain mode. There's a certain, I don't know, there's difference. But I look at you now here in your role at St. Mary's. You don't remind me of a capitalist anymore. It's not about
well,
business.
Thank you. No, that is a compliment.
It is. You're more centered, and you really seem happy.
I am. I feel blessed every day to be here. And I will always be grateful to Kevin Cast.
Is it because of the mission here?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I've learned so much since I've been here. And it's just, yeah.
And Lori, being the positive person, the hugely successful basketball coach and former AD over at Milliken, surely has enough to fall back and say, I've been successful. But I watch you in your role here, and you have risen to a new height.
Oh, well, thank you. I tell you, it's a blessing, again, to be asked to serve in such a role and following great leaders and being surrounded by the synergisms of great people. But truly, it's those core values of respect, care, competence, and joy. And that's how we feel, and that's how we behave, and that's who we are when we're on this campus.
And isn't that your responsibility as chairman of the board? Because the sisters are aging, to carry on that tradition as a layperson.
I do feel that some responsibility to represent what the sisters have given us as an opportunity. And, gosh, I heard you earlier on the radio. What an amazing gift they have given this community, in Decatur in particular. They trust us, and they have entrusted us the care of our friends in the community. And so, yes, we have a responsibility to do that well.
And you will, and the foundation has raised more than $40 million in its existence, and you will spend that money properly. Today, you don't even really need to think about that. I mean, the money's going to go to a good cause. What you need to think about is, who do you want to tell this Thanksgiving, this Christmas, hey, you're special to me, and I want to show you that, or who do you want to remember? And it's a great way for, I think, for parents, maybe, you know, if you lost parents, you know, at a young age, to reintroduce them to the next generation, you know, bring them out for the star lighting ceremony, tell them about grandma and grandpa or great grandmother and grandpa, you know, keep that sort of tradition alive, because I worry about the kids. I swear to God, I don't think they're going to be able to do anything except play video games. I really do. And so it is important to pass along traditions. Maybe this becomes your family's tradition. You know, every year you remember grandpa and grandma, you buy a light on the star, you come to the ceremony, you watch them light that thing up in the parking lot on December 7th, and that becomes your family tradition.
Yeah, since we've been here for the last 2.5 hours, I start out by filling my sheet out for my mom and dad and my father-in-law. They died, and I loved them, and they were great to me. But now I've got to go back and come up with, I'm thinking about my daughter getting married, my new son-in-law, my two grandkids, you know. I want to honor them.
Yeah.
And I want to let them know I'm thinking.
And experience it with them.
Right.
While they're here.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so here's the telephone number, 464-7655, 464-7655. The double bonus here is that this money, I mean, you're going to get a bonus if you do this between now and 9 o'clock. You get like 18 minutes. The double bonus of the gift is it's going to continue to keep on giving to the community. But that's not, you don't even have to worry about that. That's what Debbie's here for. You know, she runs the foundation. That's what Lori heading up the board efforts. I mean, they're going to do good things with this money. The important thing, Debbie, though, is remembering someone or honoring someone.
Yes.
You know, you have, I guarantee you go to Thanksgiving this Thursday with family and you say, hey, you know what, mom and dad, here's what I did for you. Mm-hmm. And the two of those lights are yours. And I just want to thank you for all you've done.
Right.
And then bring them to the lighting ceremony. Or if you can't be there, drive by, you know, one of these nights or early mornings when it's lit up and go, okay, those two up there, those are yours.
And, you know, it is so meaningful when the names are read at the ceremony, because you know people are looking at that program and they are looking at the name of their loved one. And it's just, when that name is read, it just touches your heart.
I hate to say this, but when I go to the ceremony and I look for my mom and dad's name.
See,
I look
that
for
you
my
do.
Father.
You
I immediately,
do. That's the first thing
It seems
thing you
selfish.
Do. No,
but you really want to see it in
yes.
print.
Well, here's
yes.
the telephone number. You're running out of time to get one basically matched. So your $50 donation, you're going to get a light and then an extra light. 464-7655, 464-7655. That is the telephone number, just like Carol Chiligaris did for Leroy and Betsy Johnson, just like Ellen Miller did in honor of Ronnie T. Miller and also Lori Kearns. Just like Debbie did for Irma Hickey and Norma Jean Seitz, just like Megan Brahaney Bennett did for Elizabeth and Emma. So she's an Emma.
Oh,
she's,
well, she saved me $100.
There you go. Marie Christian for in memory of Florine Alcorn. Alex Galvin for Josephina Gonzalez. And also, here's the first for a pet, Lucy Liu. So, I mean, you know, you've got all kinds of family members.
Oh, boy, we were really extending this. It must be the 8 o'clock
yeah.
hour.
Well, you know how important those pets are.
That's important to
it
that human
important.
Being.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It comes
yeah.
second to human beings, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Paulette High for Francis Pritz. We've got Kent Lakaitis in honor of Kathy and Nancy Lakaitis. Give us a call right now, 464-7655, 464-7655. 15 minutes left for you to get in and literally get a match. So your $50 donation turns into two lights. You guys have raised $43 million in the last 29
Isn't
years.
That
That's
amazing.
A significant chunk.
Oh, no doubt. We are so thankful for so many people. It's just amazing.
How about our $1,000 donors, you know, that started off our show? How about Matt and Natalie Beck and Gary Birschbach and Bill and Mary Blaylock and Kevin and Sue Brahaney and Carla Brinkotter and John and Barbara Dunn and Dr. John and Lonnie Furry and Dan Hardy and Donna Shum, Randy and Mary Hartman and Steve and Tina Horvey and in Bowden Creek Health Services, Dr. Brett and Tracy Jerger, Drs. Amanda Lewis and Greg Harmon and Dr. Doug and Patty, help me with the name here.
Mabinko,
that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure.
From Mabinko. He's my doctor.
Mark and Tappy McLeod, Tony and Tammy Romano, Jim and Suzanne Schwartz, and Laura Seacrest, and Chris and Catherine Smith, and Bob and Mary Schwartz, and Frank and Shirley Tyrolt, and Bob and Kathy Wiesman. I mean, those are some iconic names in this community that give and give and give.
Exactly.
Say something about Bob and Kathy Wiesman, would you,
Laura? Oh, my gosh. Well, before I do that, those folks, you know, really got us started, but I'm with Brian. It's not too late. And $50, that gift will do more for your loved one, both in memory or in honor. And I think Brian said it exactly right. Better than a box of chocolates, better than a pecan pie. Say, you know, take him this piece of paper and say, here's what I did. Come out and celebrate with us, celebrate life with us. Bob and Kathy Wiesman, unbelievable. I met Bob through the board activities and through an introduction from Kevin. And, you know, a man of few words, but maybe one of the brightest and most compassionate people I know. And I'm really blessed to have had the couple of years with him on the board. And I'm going to miss him greatly. I said that when we let the board members know who are leaving us, Father Joe and Kevin and Bob, how much we're going to miss them. But, you know, what an influence he has had on the growth and the development, not only of the community, but specifically for us here at St. Mary's of this hospital and giving us the opportunity to do what we do.
I think he's a hero. You know, he is so, you know, he does it so quietly, as you said.
Quiet giant.
And if people realized his, you know, if he were one to tout his own horn, which he is clearly not, you would be stunned at the significance of the impact that his family has had on this community. Don't you agree?
And he does it without expectation of thanks or reward. He's going to be really embarrassed that you're even talking about him.
That's part of the fun.
That's
that Kevin
the coolest
and I get
thing
it.
About yeah. it.
Well, the best thing about Bob is Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's terrific. And she's, they've been great role models to their three daughters who have all gotten married in 1 year.
Yes.
And it's quite an impressive family.
Well, I had the great pleasure of serving on the Parks Foundation board with Kathy for years, and she is, as you said, they're just, as this whole list is, you know, the
people
in this community.
How about Mick and Sally Andrews? I'm sitting here watching this waterfall, that whole fountain there, which was really expensive and is the key to the peacefulness of this lobby, was donated by those two, the Andrews's.
No, so you can go through the list, and we've been doing this all year from one fundraiser to the next, and some of these names you see over and over and over again. I am surprised anyone takes our phone calls, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I can't believe that people return our phone calls.
John Skevington told me I cost too much to be a friend to.
Well, they continue to come. And you got 10 minutes.
And then he hands
minutes.
Me a check.
Of course he does. He's
right.
Only half joking, but then, as you said, there comes the check. You got 13 minutes, 12 minutes now to get in. 464-7655. Call right now, and you're going to get your light match. So you'll have two for a $50 donation or four for a $100 donation. Give us a call right now at 464-7655. 464-7655. You got about 12 minutes left to get in on this and give us a call. And when I look at the things that you guys have literally funded, you know, the emergency department, you know, working with the lobby, the laboratory renovations, patient and ICU beds, portable ultrasounds, I mean, on and on and on. These aren't sort of like vague gifts that someone might, I mean, these are essential day-to-day things that this hospital depends on.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the biggest one was the lobby, the emergency room, new lab area. And I know Kevin was very, that was actually before my time. I know Kevin was very involved.
Seems like
that,
yesterday. How many years ago?
Six, seven.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, it was 7 years ago that when I took over as chairman, the prior chairman was Sister Josepha, who was chairman of about 13 hospitals. And she was an extraordinary, tough, smart lady. And I saw her in a function over in Springfield. And I said, sister, could you in your wildest imagination think that they'd ever make me chairman of the board at St. Mary's Hospital? And I expect her to shake her and say, yeah, they're out of their mind. But she says, well, Kevin, I trust in the Holy Spirit, and I think the Holy Spirit will be your guidance. She goes, but what I do want to know is how in the world are you going to raise $10 million in Decatur for that hospital, for the expansion? I go, sister, just watch. And it was a lot of effort from a lot of people. You know, you talk about Chris Ellis and John Robinson. Those guys were instrumental in helping get this built. We had a committee of people that worked tirelessly to raise that $10 million so that the sisters would feel confident that their $30 million investment would be a good one. And look, it is.
Look, you know, we love those 2-to-1 matches.
Yeah.
You know, or in Howard's case, you know, with the veterans recently, the 5-to-1 match. Those are good ones. Yeah. They don't come around all that often.
That was a first.
Yeah, here's the telephone number. You got 10 minutes. 464-7655. 464-7655. You two stick with us, please. We're going to take a quick break and come back to wrap things up here at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Buy a light for a loved one. If you want to do it in memory of someone, that's fantastic. But you don't have to wait until someone's gone to thank them for being a part of your life. Don't do that, in fact. This is the ultimate gift for the holidays. Call right now at 464-7655. $50 donation, and we're going to match that. So you're going to get 2 lights for $50. And then make sure you put December 7th on your calendar for the lighting ceremony. It is beautiful, and you want to be here to be a part of it. And if you absolutely can't, we'll be broadcasting it live and streaming it live. So if you buy one of these for somebody who's living in Arizona now or Florida, they can tune in right through the Now Decatur app on December 7th. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Today we've got increasing clouds, highs near 50. Tonight clear, lows around 23. Wednesday sunshine, highs near 38. And Thanksgiving Day, sunny, highs near 46. It is 43 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Dear Camp Sokia friend, after the best summer ever at Camp Sokia, I'm headed back to school. I'm going to be a fifth grader at Durfee. I have such great memories of my summer, including going to the Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park, visit several water parks, and participate in a cheer dance class. I love to dance. Thank you for sharing in my summer adventures.
Help children right here in your own community by sponsoring a camper at the Decatur Family.